This is Apollo Saturn Launch Control. We've passed the 51-minute mark in our countdown. We're now T-minus 50 minutes, 51 seconds, and counting. Apollo 11 countdown is still go at this time. All elements reporting ready at this point in the countdown. The spacecraft correction test supervisor, Bill Schick, has advised all hands here in the control center and the spacecraft checkout people. Then in about 30 seconds, that big swing arm that has been attached to the spacecraft up to now will be moved back to a park position some 5 feet away from the spacecraft. We alert the astronauts because there is a little jolt when the swing arm is moved away. It will remain in that position some 5 feet away from the spacecraft until the 5-minute mark in the count when it's completely pulled back to its retracted position. It's coming up now in 5 seconds. The swing arm will come back. Mark. The swing arm now coming back from the spacecraft. Countdown proceeding satisfactorily. We've completed our telemetry checks with the launch vehicle. And at this point, with the swing arm back, we arm the pyrotechnics so that escape tower atop the astronauts, atop their spacecraft, could be used if a catastrophic condition was going to occur under them with the launch vehicle from this point on down in the countdown. We have the high-speed elevator located at the 320-foot level in the event the astronauts have to get out in a hurry. This is a special precaution. One of the members of the support team for Apollo 11, astronaut Bill Pogue, is here in the firing room. He acts as the capsule communicator during the countdown. His call sign is Stoney. He controls that elevator. He now has it locked at the 320-foot level. These are special precautions for safety purposes during the final phase of the count. Now coming up on the 49-minute mark in the countdown, this is Kennedy Launch Control.